You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, Jim, good to be with you in our special time of year.
We have several listener questions to get to today. Our first set of questions comes from Michael. Happy New Year, Bob, Jim, and fellow House Street listeners. Market Watch reports the number of Americans turning to marijuana as a substitute for alcohol, cigarettes, and painkillers has surged in recent years. As I recall, increases in alcohol consumption, cigarette, and barbiturate use are associated with economic downturns and crashing markets. Bob, I'm confused. Can the substitution of marijuana for these previous social indicators be a bullish signal indicating more people are on the upside for the markets driven by mind-expanding euphoria? Or is this just a market rotation into another stimulant, like rotating from the Dow to the Russell close to market tops?
Yeah, you got... Michael, this is a fun... paragraph leading into your question, and it stands on its own. It's good stuff. Is this just a market rotation to another stimulant? Probably. There could be others further out in time. Who knows? And then we've got a question about the Hindenburg. So do you want to read the question, Jim?
Yes. Several noted technical analysts have identified as many as five Hindenburg omens currently in play, as well as terminating rising wedge patterns, some going back as far as 1990, all indicating a likely market crash early next year. Bob, my head is spinning, Bob, with all these omens, including the mysterious lights over New Jersey. Bob, what's really going on here?
The more we read of this question, the more I like it. So anyways, now, Hindenburg omen is a complicated keeping track of 52-week highs and 52-week lows and what they're doing relative to each other. But it is, let's put it this way, not every Hindenburg has been followed by a crash. But every crash has been preceded by a Hindenburg. So they're worth monitoring, and I'm glad they came up here. As to the mysterious lights over the state of New Jersey, where are the local hunter guys? They should be shooting them down.
Also from Michael, could be a different one. Hi, Bob. I'm in retirement. I purchased four-year U.S. Treasury notes this past August as part of my fixed income portfolio. Their values have been dropping as the longer-term interest rates have been rising. Are these U.S. Treasuries a safe place to be, and will they eventually go up in value?
Well, it depends how far out the curve you are. And of course, U.S. Treasuries are the senior obligations in the whole world, and have larger liquidity and safety than any other bonds. But hey, interest rates can do wild things as you go through a great financial bubble. And one of them is that when the bubble completes, short rates turn down, like treasury bills. This they have done. The decline is quite distinctive. And then on the other hand, there eventually could be such a loss of liquidity that even for long-dated U.S. Treasuries, yields go up and prices go down. So maybe 3 to 4 year maturities in your fixed income portfolio is good, but also, one could look around if you're dealing with a competent firm and get some 3 to 4 year good grade corporates. You'll get somewhat of a higher yield, and the risk shouldn't be too great because if you got 3-year bond, they're going to be redeemed at par in 3 years time. So you're on the right track. You could consider getting a slightly higher yield from good grade corporates.
Questions from Kathleen. Season's greetings, Bob and Jim. Many financial experts are predicting another 20% rise in the markets going into 2025, and that the Santa Claus rally has just begun despite growing evidence of a recession. This reminds me of the song Let It Snow. Lyrics, oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and since we've got no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Bob, does the credit markets have enough firewood remaining outside to throw into this fireplace this holiday season, keeping the marketplace on fire, or will that firewood just run out?
I think that I like this paragraph. Yeah, the hit to the market 5 or 6 trading days ago, now that was extraordinary. Wham! And you've got to put your head up and say, okay, this is not just a punctuation in the bull market. It is a statement. And gosh, I had a headline saying there's been nothing like this since 1974. And every time you had one of these, it was eventually followed by a bear market. So we're looking here now that the markets seasonally can be firm through December. This thing got the mighty whack, and even if it had been firm through December or into January, after that it heads down anyways. So when you get an event where some other guys have written up that it hasn't happened since 1974, I mean, this is really exciting stuff. So yeah, it's time to keep your powder dry.
Oh, yes. Also from Kathleen. Jim and Bob, as I approach the new year, I plan to partake of the French-Canadian Caribou. Is it better to mix the rye whiskey with port rather than red wine? And how important is the maple syrup in this mix? Also, should this cocktail be shaken or stirred? That was by special request.
I've got this recipe sounds intriguing, but personally I have a severe problem with the taste of rye whiskey, even the best of rye whiskeys. And it dates back to an overconsumption of them when I was 18 years old. So rye, I stay away from. And I would urge you, just stay away from it in your recipe as well.
Well, I'm very much a shaken, not stirred person myself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're chatting with Bob Hoyt. Bob, your headlines. The first one, fear in the market. Brazil's fiscal shortfall sends currency plumbing new lows.
Yeah. It's the same old problem of in a boom, when there's all kinds of money available, lesser countries will make huge loans out of the financial center. And then when the party's over, they have to service that debt. And in this case, it is in U.S. dollars due and payable in New York. Ages ago, the problem was servicing it from anywhere into pound sterling in London when it was the financial center. Yep. Okay.
Headline, Trump's efficiency co-chief Elon Musk calls Fed overstaffed.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah. No, I wrote that down just because. And Musk is, of course, a very impressive guy. And the Fed is overstaffed. I don't know. I think a couple of decades ago I looked it up and they had something like 300 economists working at the Fed. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Defaults on leveraged loans soar to highest in 4 years.
Yep, that says what it is. They can't service the debt they took on in the party.
From the Wall Street Journal, insurance and taxes now cost more than mortgages for many homeowners.
Yeah, I was impressed, Jim, by this headline because one never really stops to think about insurance and taxes as being that much of a killer in owning a home. But there we are. The headline says it.
Well, we have so many places prone to fires and floods that in the U.S., in California and Florida, yeah, a lot of homeowners can't get insurance.
Well, no, even like some small towns in British Columbia here, the city authorities allowed property development on a floodplain where two rivers come together. I mean, the floodplain was established geologically, and when you get too much water coming down the rivers, you're going to get it. And it is amazing how people can do these things. And then other people build on highly unstable bench lands. And then that's the same thing. All you need is an unusual rain, and in some cases, the stability of that bench land soil is not good, and away it goes.
Well, Abbotsford had massive floods a few years ago in British Columbia. Abbotsford used to be a lake.
Well, all the way there, yeah. Sumas or something, yeah. Lake. Yeah, it was all lake, more or less taking up the whole width of the Fraser Valley.
Another headline that caught your eye: India roars ahead of China to top Asian IPO rankings.
Yeah, I thought that one was interesting. So they're doing a whole lot of new issues.
From the Wall Street Journal, America's big natural gas footprint likely to get even bigger.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, the hydrocarbon reserves in the U.S. are huge. And then when you add on the province of Alberta and Saskatchewan and parts of B.C., you've got huge gas reserves here, and we should be exporting, compressed natural gas by the shipload to Asia and Europe. And there was a couple of senior delegates from countries in Europe visited Trudeau a year or so ago in order to get going on the natural gas shipments. And he said, no, not good. So the sooner he's gone, the better things will be.
Well, President Trump says Wayne Gretzky should run for prime minister.
I like that. He's jerking Trudeau's chains, so, yeah.
Now, this headline from Bloomberg: Xi may be facing a no-good, very bad 2025. And I was just reading a number of headlines suppressed in China, but they've had a mass casualty events caused by disgruntled people. The fellow, he ran over and killed 25 people exercising outside a stadium. There was another event where a number of people were shot and then run over by somebody upset about not getting a proper property settlement in a divorce.
Oh, my gosh.
Are these signs that China is facing internal unrest that, of course, China's not hearing about unless it's, you know, local gossip?
Yeah.
But we are now hearing about it here in the West.
Yeah, so they've been restricting those disaster stories. Thanks for telling me about them.
So does this mean that is China going to have a bunch of massive crackdowns? And we also found out the Chinese government was running some kind of a spy agency recruiting drive out at UBC.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
That's astounding. Yeah. No, authoritarian government is evil, and it is also very predatory.
And our final headline here from Bloomberg: the AI boom may be too good to be true.
Hey, yeah, I like that one. A classic line, isn't it? That one was from Wall Street Journal. Yeah. Maybe too good to be true. Yeah, I don't know. It's doubtless it's overdone. And Well, remember back, quite a while ago now when you had the dot-com boom, you know? Yeah,
the 2000 bust accredited to that.
No, that was the be-all and end-all, and everybody got in, and then,
Well,
we go.
My opinion.
And one of the things is they're making all kinds of, space capacity for these AI operations. And somewhere this one's got to get hit, and there's going to be all kinds of space with huge amounts of energy there. I think I even read somewhere that it was great to build such a capacity, the physical capacity, the further north you can get in Canada, because you've got the natural cooling for a good part of the year. So we'll see how this goes.
And my AI experience, I got the new iPhone that's supposed to have AI in it. It does things I don't want it to do. It deletes photos. It puts up screens I don't want it to do. It doesn't send emails that I want sent.
Ah.
It's a dumb smartphone.
Now, can you get rid of the AI on it?
I wonder if I can. I bet you it's so embedded.
Like a thing to do.
Yeah. I'm really thinking of going back to the 8.
Yeah.
Because
I don't even have a smartphone, and I've got a folding flip-top cell phone from ages ago when I had the Alfa Romeo, the old Alfa Romeo that we do tours on, and I figured, if something goes wrong, you want to be able to phone BCAA, but I'd always carry the phone with me, and fortunately, never needed it.
Bob, have a happy new year.
Jim, we're looking forward to it, and I hope you guys have a good one, too. And remember the line, have a cool Yule and a frantic first.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@housestreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at House Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.